have a very short, precise, but probably grammatically incorrect statement to begin with. It goes like this. His goodness is gooder than we thought. His goodness is gooder than we thought. Perhaps you remember the reading from Psalm 119. Thou art good and doest good. And from James, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. His best gifts are not determined by us. Oh, I like this one. I should always get this one. I like these. I should always get these. They are not determined by us, but his best gifts are determined by him. And then, of course, there's that New Testament verse that says, all things work together for good to those who are the call. And that means sometimes his gifts come in the form of pleasure. And sometimes his gifts come in the form of pain. Anybody like pain? But Alan does. And some of us, in some weird, perverse way, all like pain. But I want us to explore that a little bit as well, because it's not always perverse. Pleasure and pain. And both of them are designed to mature us, to give great thanks for those things that bring pleasure. And that harder maturity that comes with the ability to give thanks for those things that give us pain. For they mature us. I've heard a lot of folks say this, and they've said it in a lot of different settings, and it's not just in an agricultural setting, but I can remember watching a basketball game some months ago, and this team was going through a lot of turmoil, and the team became very much a stronger team because of that turmoil. And some of the individual players were going through real hardship and pain, but they became better players and better teammates. And one of the commentators was talking about the fact that growth comes by way of sun and rain. If you do agriculture, you know that. You can't just have sun. You got to have rain. You can't just have rain. You got to have sun. And so his gifts come to us in the form of pleasure and pain, and it's for us to embrace both of them. I want to begin with a testimonial that I showed on Thursday night when we had our prayer meeting to help us with this very difficult concept of giving thanks for pain. And so, Jerry, if you have that. This is a quote from a sermon that Bill Johnson gave. And he preached it 3 days after losing his wife to cancer. And this is what he wrote. God is not a vending machine in which I can put a coin in and withdraw from him what I want. He chooses what he gives. But it's the wicked at heart that say, God didn't do what I wanted. He's a liar. Johnson continues, may I never be caught criticizing God when things don't go my way. I wanted sunshine. I got rain. May I always be found having a heart ready to be criticized by him. Is God my friend? He is. But he is my Lord first. And remember, this is a guy who 3 days earlier, his wife died. And I will never have the pain that I am feeling right now in eternity. Because we know heaven is a place of no pain. I will never have the pain that I'm feeling right now in eternity. So right now, it is a privilege to respond correctly to the Lord of my life with a deeper trust and devotion. I will bow before the Lamb on the throne in awe and worship him forever, but I will never get the chance to face to do so while I'm in pain. Think about that. You're in heaven. You're not going to be in pain. You're bowing before him, praising him. You're never going to have the chance to praise him in pain on the other side. I will bow before the Lamb on the throne in awe and worship him forever, but I will never get the chance face to face to do so while I'm in pain. So, in this moment, I choose to do that, to bow before him in pain. When I said yes to Jesus, I gave up my right to fully understand or to be in charge of my life. What a wonderful testimonial. And what a prompting for us to come. And as we come for healing, to take from God's hand whatever he gives to us. And to know that if he is putting us through pain, then that too is a perfect gift from him that we are to embrace. And we will see the benefit someday, maybe today, of embracing that. He's perfecting us. He's maturing us. He is giving us that steadfastness. The same way he gave it to Jesus, who suffered. Man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. You remember his servant Job, and this touches on James, and the reason I'm doing it during this cycle of our anointing and healing services, because we are in James and we're dealing with this very same thing. And you remember what Job said. Job says, he knows the way that I take. And so whatever it is you're coming for prayer for, God knows. He's in complete control of it. It came to you from his hand for a season. He knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Again, remember James, a good and perfect gift that comes from God. I wonder if you remember some of those verses that I read from Psalm 119. How about this one? Can you come today and say, you have dealt well with your servant? Or are we harboring this idea that, you know what, I got the short end of the stick from God? David was able to say, you have dealt well with me. David was able to say this, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. David was able to say, you are good and doest good. David was able to say, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Now, it was Spurgeon who said, the scriptures never burn so brightly than in the crucible of suffering. And then finally, this one. Can you say this as David said? I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that you in faithfulness have afflicted me. None of this is contrary to asking for relief, but it's about our opportunity for God's work to have its full, mature work done in us. Because we come for prayer, and we come for prayer for the aches, for the pains, for the illnesses, for the horrific things that are a part of our lives, but we also come to prayer for wholeness. Complete wholeness. The Bible would call it prosperity. Not that we won that lotto. Not that we picked the Powerball. But biblical prosperity is that we're made whole. We're more like Jesus. And then from our gospel lesson, he gives us the best gift. When we can say, along with David, the kinds of things that David said here, we have the Holy Spirit. And that's what the gospel lesson ended with. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your sons, to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Let's